Welcome to Overthinking TV Interviews Streamers. I'm Jay.
And I'm Tony.
And do we just love talking to people?
We do.
We got so bored talking to each other, we thought, we need to talk to other people.
Yeah, you're pretty boring now.
Plus, it was getting really weird. People were having questions.
Don't ask questions.
Yeah, don't do that. he's happily married and we're fine. So, anyways, today on Interviewing Streamers, we have a great... Oh my gosh, a great person with us today.
He's great.
When we first saw this guy streaming, I was like, yo, we got to get him in an interview. Mm-hmm. He's loving, he's caring. He is Big Sin.
Big Sin.
What's up, dude?
Hey, man.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thank you for having me.
Dude, it's great to have you, man. Like, I first saw him on TikTok.
TikTok, yep.
So
where we found you.
I found you on TikTok, and not going to lie, like, you can see it right now. If you're on our YouTube video right now, if you're just listening to the podcast and Spotify and all those, if you're watching our YouTube video, you can see his display and stuff. I noticed right away the colors, the warm feeling to the video, and just how the overlays? Really awesome too. I remember seeing you, but TikTok grabbed my eye. Did it grab your eye?
Oh, grab my eye.
Yeah,
just plucked it right out.
It did. But when we saw you on TikTok, but what was your first instinct of us when we were asking you to get interviewed? Was that weird or
like? So for me, it wasn't super weird. As you guys know, I used to play professional Counter Strike back in the day, so this is not new to me. But it's new, like. In recent past, I retired in like 2009. So,
wow,
cool to get back in the spotlight a little bit, I guess you could say.
Right.
I remember playing Counter Strike.
So, have you ever done an interview before? Like, have you ever done something like this before?
He just said he did.
Not about streaming.
This is the first time about streaming.
Because I talked to you about that before. That's why I was like, I know you did interviews on something else, but like streaming, this is your first. And listen, man, it's not going to be your last, bro. I think more people should get to know you. I think more people need to find out about you. The way you just, what is it called? That.
Well, I'm super intrigued about the Counter-Strike. Like, how ranked were you?
Counter-Strike was very different back then. So this is like before CSGO was even a thing. I've never even played CSGO.
Oh, so, I played CSGO. Not as good.
So back in the day, they had big tournaments. Like, you know, the league was called Cal, and there was several different divisions. Cal Invite was the highest, the pro teams. I think there was like maybe 20 teams at the time. I played there for about 3 years. And then there was one big tournament, and that was called CPL. And that was where they would invite like 64 teams from all over the world. And the highest I ever placed was eighth, but it was a big deal back then. So
I was actually a really big Counter-Strike player back in the day. I used to, this'll date me a little bit. They had the internet cafes that popped up.
Yeah.
The gaming cafes.
I remember those.
Yep. 100%.
And we had one in my town and it was owned by this really cool couple and they had the gaming computers with CSGO on it and they would have tournaments where they'd have 24 hour like you could pay $20 and you could stay there for 24 hours and you play tournaments all day. And we played Counter-Strike. I won every single one of my Counter-Strike ones, but never went anywhere from it because I didn't own a computer. I was not the kind of kid that did that. So it's a console.
Yeah, actually, my first pro team was called GameWise, and that was a LAN center.
That sounds familiar.
That's kind of, yeah. It was in, I don't know where you guys were at, but it was in Texas at the time. So.
And I know the information highway wasn't as crazy back then, so we probably wouldn't have heard about it as much. But
exactly.
I remember those cafes. Dude, that's where like people – this is what Tony and I really like to go out to these Super Smash tournaments. By the way, he's so good at – Tony's really? Like amazing at
– I'm terrible at it.
Me too.
I'm good at video games just in general.
Dude, I can main Kirby all day. That's all I do. Like I just float and I drop the rock. That's all I do.
I got nothing.
It's very annoying.
I got nothing in Smash.
You could probably beat me. That's how bad I am. It's okay. But we used to go to the Smash tournaments, and we had this really cool idea about, and we just haven't been able to do it just because of what's been going on with, you know.
Yeah, people that haven't been having tournaments in our area.
Right.
Really?
Well, the number one in the world Super Smash player lives in our town. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
So I remember GameStop had the grand release of the newest Super Smash Bros. Game, and they had a tournament, and if you won the tournament, I think you got your game for free. And he showed up and just wiped the floor, and they were all just so impressed to even see him. They were just like, I don't care that I just got destroyed. I got to meet him.
Who did he main again?
I don't remember who he mained. He was Star Fox.
Or probably Fox.
Fox.
Knock it off, Fox.
Knock it off, Fox.
Do you remember Star Fox, Big Zen?
I do remember Star
Fox,
Oh,
my
yes.
gosh, dude. Yes. I don't know why Slippy was my favorite.
Oh, it's... Never mind.
What? I mean, was it Slippy? It's Slippy, right? What's her name? What's the frog's name? Slippy.
Is Stop it, talking.
I think you're right.
I'm right. Right.
I know you're right.
You just don't want me to say Slippy anymore.
I just want you to stop saying Slippy.
But yeah, man, we saw a lot of those things. You said you're really big in, you know, dropped out 2009. But streaming, and it is like, it's an, it's an investment in more ways than one. And I don't know if you just can like, and I feel like you would know a lot how to talk about this. What's the investment in streaming, like even financially or just worth your time? Like, what would you like tell other streamers that are building right now and like trying to stream? What's the investment?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. So I started streaming in 2016. So it's been a long time, but I never took it seriously. I never invested the time until recently. And that's kind of why, like, I never went anywhere with streaming because I just did it for fun, played with my friends, and that was it.
Right.
So recently I started investing the money into the stream, you know, the camera, the overlays, the logos, all that stuff.
Right.
And actually investing the time in growing a community. And that's kind of where it's starting to take off. So I always tell so my community is built around like helping other small content creators start and get their start and understand this. So what I tell them is like, start wherever you can. You don't have to invest a ton of money right away. You know, start building your audience, start building your brand.
Right.
And, you know, as you start making money, put it back into your stream. I mean, as long as you're putting money into your stream, eventually you'll get your content where you want it. So, right.
Yeah, it's difficult with the times with, you know, having to work full time. If you got a family. I mean, that's my struggle is, we're a two-man team. So if one of us is not busy, the other one can do the stream.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. What keeps our content going. But with me, I'm like, there was a period of our time where I had to work all the time. So
yeah. He
just streamed all the time. And I was, every once in a while, I'd show up and everybody was like, oh, Tony's like he just guest starred. I'm like, no, I started this stream. It's just, we're together. We've been doing this whole time.
And I mention it all the time. I'm like, you know, Tony's here. And then when we weren't able to do like couch games as much, all these different things, it kind of, believe it or not, as much as I feel like I would like to say like, I'm getting better at streaming and stuff. It's not the same. It's not the same because you work off of each other, and like being a solo streamer, your wife helps you stream, or she does she on there sometimes?
She is not on the stream very often, but she's just like the hype woman. Like she's in everyone's chat in my community, just hyping everybody.
She's
up.
So good at it.
She 100% keeps the chat moving for me when I'm like focusing on a game or whatever. Right. So it really is a team. It'd be hard to do by myself, to be honest.
Wow. Yeah. See, that's a wife right there.
Yep.
Your wife does it whenever she can.
She watches when she can, but she's got the kids. So the team effort there is take care of the children and keep the house running while I'm playing video games in the garage. Yeah.
Sounds so sad.
Just gonna go lay down.
I'm gonna take care of the kids. You play your little video games in the garage with your air conditioner. it's not sad. it's great.
So true.
He's working on it's actually he's turning his whole garage into like a street. It's really cool. It's actually pretty
awesome.
I need to get some LED strips. $20 Amazon?
$20 Amazon.
Yep. Yeah, that's so
changes
awesome.
Everything. I mean, look at that.
I know.
Connects to Alexa and everything. You know, it's awesome.
What kind of?
I use Google.
That connects to that too.
Oh, okay, cool.
While we're here, because I had a lot of questions, even just while we were watching your stream. Sometimes Tony and I would just sit on the couch here. We have you on the big screen.
So we'll watch you.
And we're just watching you. You know, we're just like, we do that with streamers. We just like, we put it on, just kind of watch. We're like, well, that's pretty cool what they did there. And what kind of mic are you using? Was one of the questions I.
This one is an AKG P220 is the name. I got it several years ago, right when it first came out. It's actually not too expensive anymore. You can get like the mic, the shock mount, and the arm all for like $200. But it is an XLR mic, so you have to get an interface.
Yeah.
You have to get an interface.
He's got an interface. Yeah, that's really cool, man. And now, I mean, all that, and we love the displays and the actual, you know, equipment. Yeah. But
I think there's stuff that goes with the Discord. You have stuff going on with your Discord currently.
I do, yeah. So I started the Discord basically as just a a place for all the small streamers to come and connect and kind of help people get to affiliate, you know, network with people. And it's really taken off. I mean, I think we're nearing like 850 members in the Discord.
Wow.
And we started it maybe a month and a half ago, something like
wow.
that. So it's really blowing up. People are awesome. It's been incredible.
Would you say like how, because we know, but I think it's the importance of how essential a Discord is.
It is huge. You don't have to do what I'm doing, but it is nice to have a place like for you to interact with your viewers outside of the stream.
Mm-hmm.
I think it helps build that relationship and makes them, you know, kind of gets them to want to come back. So,
right.
I'm seeing a trend amongst all the people we interview. Not the Discord. They all do have Discords, but separately, they're so connected to their communities.
Yeah.
Separate from their Twitch. So that's why their Twitch is blowing up. Their stream is blowing up 100%. Because the Discord, the TikTok, the community outreach separately.
The investment. It's investing your time with other people.
I mean, you have to sit there on your phone and just like message, you go through different things. It is a lot of time and effort. I mean,
yeah,
it is.
You don't think
about
it. And
like our Discord's growing so fast that it's hard for me to keep up with everybody. But that's where like the community has just become so awesome that they all support each other. Mm-hmm. And like no one's like, hey, where's Big Sin? Like they're all just, you know, doing it on their own at this point. So like the Discord is growing organically without me even like inviting people at this point.
Right.
So it's just become like a really cool family. Like and I love it. I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah. I heard you have a graphic designer on call.
We do. Yeah. A streamer, his name is the Panda Nate. Ooh. And it's N8. And then the number 8. He found me on TikTok and he was like, hey, you know, I really love what you're doing. I want to offer my services free to anyone in your community. He will make you a logo, your channel branding, you know, 3 emotes for absolutely free of cost.
Whew,
wow. Which is, it's incredible.
He's super busy.
I mean, yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. He's got a long line, but he does really well keeping up with it too. I mean, he knocks out 2, 3, 4 orders a day sometimes. So,
wow.
And it's quality stuff too. It's like really, like he's a really talented designer.
Yeah. We've seen like a lot of this stuff. I'm just like, wow, that's really awesome.
That's awesome.
Man, just
he's just a great dude. I'm like, can I pay you like, you know, a little bit like to help you? He's like, no, I won't take it. Like the only way you can give the man money is like you go to a stream and donate subs to him because he won't take your money. So
hey Panda and N8, we don't want to pay you either.
Like,
I'm just kidding.
It's messed up.
No, I'm kidding. That's awesome. You know, and it's great that you have people support you and.
Yeah,
you know, I think it's a really awesome thing, and you're right. Like we were talking about the Discord, but I want to talk about the TikTok for a second.
Mm.
So when did you start making TikToks, and where's your followers at now? We haven't.
And how did you blow up so quick?
And what did you do?
I don't even know. It's probably been 2 months since I downloaded Jesus. TikTok. It's probably been 2 months.
2 months.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna hit 3,000 followers by tonight or tomorrow.
Or shadow banned.
Tony and I are convinced that we are shadow banned.
You said it on your stream recently when I was talking to you. I said we're almost at 500 followers, and you're like, "What?" I don't know.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, we don't really like. We're not like we want your followers. We're just like what are you?
We want to know the secret sauce.
Can we just But I think go ahead. I want to hear more about that.
So when I first started, it was genuine interaction and encouraging people to like and comment, because I'm not exactly sure how the algorithm works, but in my mind, the more interactions you get with a video, the more people are going to see it. And that's seeming like to what has blown it up. So once I got to 1,000, then I stopped doing that because I already had enough people that I could, you know, get enough people to see it and get it on the algorithm. That's right. When I started creating like the cool, funnier, you know, content that people like,
twerking.
But encouraging people to like, you know, drop your Twitch, you know, like this video, share it with a friend. That kind of thing is what helped me.
Right.
Yeah. No, I did all this research into the algorithm. I'm the algorithm king over here. I'm like, it's time watched plus likes plus comments.
Right.
And then if the video is shorter, the watch, and we just, I've sat there and done all the math. And it's just like,
he's like a crazy scientist.
We put out one and I'm like, this hits every mark. It should work. I put it out.
Okay. So,
nothing.
So here's a secret, right?
Oh.
So what I do is I will let my TikTok run for 24 hours. And then I will go back to that TikTok, and that's I comment to almost every single person. I say, hey, come to the Discord. You know, you're a small streamer. Come to our Discord. And when I'm commenting on 300 different TikTok or 300 different comments, you know, I try to like not give the same comment to every person, but when I do 300, it seems to hit the algorithm a second time, and I'll get another wave of, you know, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 views.
We just have to encourage people to comment.
So you're hearing it here, people, right here on our podcast.
That's my trick. And lately, it seemed to even help more because Scarlett and Eclipse, the other founder of my community, they have gone through my TikToks and they started commenting, inviting people to Discord instead of me.
Man,
and that seems to help also.
So. Must be nice to have mods that do stuff.
No, you don't. Hey, shout out to our mods that actually do some stuff, guys. Golly.
Dude, we're going
to have unsubscribers.
Oh, they're unsubscribing right now. It's fine.
I wonder why the algorithm doesn't work. We know our mods are terrible.
No, but that's really
joke,
great, man.
I love them. Yeah.
My favorite, and I just got to say, my favorite TikTok so far, Big Sin, is the twerking. That was my favorite, dude. Can I just, no weirdness. I hit like right away. I was like, this is amazing, dude.
I never thought I would do in my life. I'm not going to lie, but $10 is $10, so.
Oh, my gosh.
Woo!
And I like
I'm sweating over here.
I like the one who donated that for the first time. Yes. That was your wife.
Yeah, we watched.
Yeah, that was definitely Scarlett.
Knew who that was.
She's like, oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. So that was our banter, getting to know you, or some questions. So we're going to go on to our next one, which is going to be lightning round. All right, everybody, getting to know Big Sin. That was great questions. We're getting to know even TikTok algorithm. But we're going to do lightning round. Zippity zap, zip, 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 zap,
all
zip.
Right.
Zip.
Okay.
It's okay. Sorry. I had some caffeine. So we're going to do lightning round. Big Sin, how this works is, how do we get to know somebody, but we get to know them through lightning round. Now, I'm going to ask
questions.
You a series of questions, okay? Answer as fast as you can. It's okay. As best you can. Anything that comes to the top of your head. And we're going to go over your answers afterwards and see the reasons why. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So here we go.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Lightning round begins in 3, 2, 1. Favorite candy to eat while at the movies?
M&M's.
Ooh, okay. Favorite zoo animal?
Ooh, lion.
Ooh, okay. Roar. If you could spend the day with any Marvel Avenger, which Avenger would you choose?
100% Iron Man.
Nice. Tony Stark.
Good answer.
If you could have any superpower, what would you have?
Ooh, the ability to fly.
Okay.
Everybody.
I love it. Me too.
I know.
Okay. What's your favorite color?
Blue.
Okay. Favorite fast food French fries?
McDonald's, I think.
Good answer.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
Domino's, Pizza Hut, or Papa John's?
Pizza Hut, and it's not even close.
I love you. I love you. Oh, my God, Tony. Oh, my God. That's lightning round. Good job, Big Sin. We've had this thing about Pizza Hut's my
Can you
favorite.
Wait till we get to the question?
That's it. Can I just – this is important to me.
I know it is.
This is important. We'll get to that. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's go over the first one. I can't wait for the last one.
Okay. Golly.
Favorite candy to eat while at the movies? You said M&M's.
Yep.
It's a solid peanut choice.
M&Ms. I mean, it is. Are you
specific?
Not peanut M&M's, just regular.
Yeah, peanut M&M's. He said peanut M&M's.
Peanut.
Oh, yeah. You said peanut.
No, he said M&M's, but peanut M&M's are specific.
Oh, I was so, specific. I'm sorry. I was so like in the zone asking questions. Got it.
Yeah.
Favorite zoo animal? You said lion?
It's actually probably a tiger, but lion was the first thing I thought of.
That's so fine. You can.
Lions are majestic. Kind of,
yeah.
Tigers are just as majestic, different way.
Hmm.
I actually have been this close to a tiger before. I worked at a zoo for a little while as a photographer.
If you're listening on the podcast,
oh, that'd be incredible.
Yeah, right up. I was like right there next to him taking pictures for a group. It was great. Way. Yeah, I almost got to feed him, but they said it was time to go because he was getting upset.
Yeah, I'm
the tiger was me.
Sorry.
Zing! All right, here we go.
Golly.
If you could spend the day with any Marvel Avenger, who would you choose? You said Tony Stark, Iron Man.
That's an amazing
Absolutely.
Answer.
100%.
And yeah. We already kind of know the reasons, but what's your reasoning? Like, why would you
He's just my favorite Avenger of all time. The dude is so smart, like, and I just look up to him. I don't know.
He's such a smart aleck, too.
He is.
Love it.
He's hilarious, right?
God, I mean, base my life off of him.
I mean, I just want to fly in the suit.
Me too, man. I want to be in that Hulkbuster and see what it feels like.
Like, yeah. I don't know. Maybe they make a fat guy version. I'm not sure, but
they better, dude, because
I'm having a baby.
Do you have an XL Iron Man suit? Because
yeah, right.
I know I'm not going to go Mach 5. I'll go Mach, though. I'm sorry. If you could have any superpower, you said you would fly.
I would. It's not even just like me being able to fly. Like, aviation has just like been a huge part of my life. So anything in the air is super cool to me. So
wait a minute, aviation. What do you mean? Like, has it been a big part of your life?
I'm an Air Force veteran. So
what?
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah.
Dude.
What? Actually, my first love was like airplanes. Like growing up, I loved going and watching them take off and land with my grandpa. And then wow. I joined the Air Force because he was in the Air Force. And I even went to college for aviation sciences, and I don't do anything with it, but
whoa. You know,
I did do that.
That's tough, dude.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you fly?
I didn't. I was a mechanic actually in the Air Force.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Nice.
Everybody, we're going to let's raise some money right now.
We're going to raise him up. Let's
get his license, everybody, and then he's going to fly us.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I've jumped out of a plane.
He's jumped out of skydiving,
but that's about as
I'm so, like. And here's the weird thing, right? I'm like absolutely terrified of heights.
Oh, I love
it. But being in an airplane is okay. But like jumping out of one, yeah, probably not.
It's really just like jumping into a painting.
Stop.
It really is. I just love it. Wow,
he wants me to go, and I don't want to go.
So you're a veteran.
That's, yeah,
you can, I am.
Thank you for doing that, man. We appreciate you. Just wanted to say that. We've never known that.
It's awesome.
Yeah, you're really cool. He's cooler than me.
So cool.
Ugh, there comes a tear.
I knew he was cooler than me. That wasn't a question.
Yeah, sorry. We already knew that.
Yeah.
Favorite color? You said blue.
Blue, yep. Big University of Michigan fan. I grew up in Michigan.
Oh.
So, go blue is just our thing.
Go blue!
Yeah. Go blue. Wow.
I'm a Giants fan, so I bleed blue. So
there you go.
Good. Not doing too great today, huh?
We lost, yeah. But it's okay. We just don't have the team. We're not
going to get a single touchdown. So
okay, we got some field goals. Okay. I know our team's not very good right now. They're going to at me a lot.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Favorite fast food French fries? You said McDonald's.
That's a great answer.
Yeah, McDonald's is delicious. My favorite type of fries is crinkle cuts. So you can go to like Del Taco or anywhere that has crinkle cuts.
I have this question. So McDonald's, is there a time limit on how quickly you could like? If they go past like a certain amount of time, you can't eat them anymore.
No.
You can always eat them.
I can always eat them.
Me too.
I'll even warm them up in the microwave. They're not near as good, but
they're
I'll
not. Fine. But Big Scent, you're my spirit guide.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Legitimately. Everything that I hate, you guys love together.
Because of course, I want to eat the fries hot. Right,
Big Scent, of course. If it goes past 10 minutes, I stop.
Ten minutes?
I throw them out.
Dude, I can 20.
I'm in.
20 years or still be good.
Stop.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. If they've been sitting oh, darn. Well, it's McDonald's, so nothing ever ages. So.
Nope. Yeah, I'm in.
Can I ask you, before I go past this, what's your second favorite fast food French fry?
I'll tell you, it's not Wendy's.
Okay.
It's not Wendy's.
Okay.
I don't know. Probably Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
There you go.
I can agree on that one, too. Yeah.
What do you dip them in? Do you dip them in anything?
Ketchup, always.
Oh, no Chick-fil-A sauce?
I'm really weird. I'm probably the only person on the planet that doesn't like Chick-fil-A sauce.
You don't like it?
I don't like it.
Wow. Well, let's turn it off.
No, let's just shut the off. Wait a minute, but what did you say your favorite was? Because what was it?
McDonald's, definitely.
No, I meant the dipping
ketchup.
Sauce.
Ketchup.
Ketchup. Ketchup. Oh, just classic ketchup.
We're too close to each other.
Yeah.
I don't like being this close to your face.
This is how, never mind.
Nope. Anyway.
Oh. Oh, wait, we said Domino's, Pizza Hut, or Papa John's. You said Pizza Hut, my guy. He says...
And it's not even close. Like, it really isn't.
Thank you. It's the bread. Something
I'm not gonna
is
argue.
Different.
I'm not going to argue.
It is.
Because Domino's is superior, but I'm not going to argue.
I don't think so. I think it's... I don't think so. If you're in the YouTube comments, please, which one do you like, Domino's, Pizza Hut, or Papa John's? And I will just say this. I do think the franchise, I was telling Tony this, the one thing that really hurt the franchise is they tried to turn themselves into a restaurant.
Yeah.
Or started out as a restaurant pretty much, but they didn't know where to go. And I think that hurt them. But at the same time, dude, I will order Pizza Hut over anything any day.
Me too. Any day.
Domino's.
And it's really, for me, it's just a pan pizza.
Yeah, that's my wife I said so much better. To Maris, I said, Jay loves Pizza Hut pizza. And she goes, well, they do have the pan pizza. And I was like,
yeah. They have the best pan pizza.
They do.
They do have a good pan pizza.
Okay.
I'll admit like that. They just,
the crust is just like so perfect every time. Like,
yeah.
It's just delicious. It's soft. It's.
Are you getting hungry?
Because
I haven't eaten.
I'm about to go order a pizza. Yeah.
Well, Pizza Hut not a sponsor, by the way.
Well, so, you could though.
I mean, we. Hey, how I'll you take doing? It. Pizza. You would take Pizza Hut
if they sponsored us.
Yeah. Let's do a Pizza Hut commercial.
Man. No Pizza Hut. My socials will be below.
Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna do real fast. Do him first. We're gonna Big Sin. You're in this commercial with us.
What?
And you, I'm gonna talk first. Then Tony's gonna say a line, and you come up with a line at the end. Are you ready?
I have nothing good to say.
It's okay. It's okay. No, just. Man, sometimes when I get really hungry, I can't help but have a slice of pizza from Pizza Hut.
The pan pizza is the only good thing I like.
Yeah, just order it. I don't know. I got nothing. I can't improv, guys.
He said just order it. That worked better than anything.
Yeah, this is not my strong suit.
He does commercials all the time.
I do. I'm an ad. But you know what's funny? He's like, first of all, pan pizza is the only thing I really eat. He's like, yeah, I knew it.
Order it.
You're hired. You're hired, son.
You're hired.
Gosh. And I went full in.
You did. That's what
was really funny.
Did.
It deteriorated.
It
got worse as we went on.
Will you order the pan pizza?
I'm a try hard dude when it comes to stuff.
If you haven't done it yet, you might want to.
God, I love it. Oh, Big Sin, you did great with the lightning round, man. We appreciate you, dude, for that. Dude, we got to know him a lot. He's a veteran, dude. Yeah, it's all crazy. These things. Awesome. We wouldn't have known that if we didn't discover, right?
It's getting to the best part.
It is getting to the best part.
Welcome, everybody. It's time for trivia.
Trivia.
And I really hope Big Sin beats Jay.
Big Sin. Because
then I can do the next one. And reclaim my title as being the best.
Huh. So much pressure.
So much pressure.
And listen, we told Big Sin to start out. He's not going to take it easy, okay? He's a lovable guy. He's obviously lovable. I told him, go savage. It's okay. Do it, and I'm going to try.
Hurt him!
Well, geez. Don't hurt me.
Hurt him.
I have feelings. I'm just kidding.
I'm going to do my best.
Okay.
It depends on what the category is, I guess.
The category is video games in general. Just an overall encompassing video game question.
And how this is going to work, Tony, you have to keep – I'm going to answer one first with the multiple choice, and he's going to answer after me. So then, and then he'll answer the next one first.
Yeah, we're going to go back and forth.
Okay.
And this is just general video game knowledge because Big Sin plays everything I've seen.
Yeah.
And that was the reason I went with
this.
Yeah, I've seen you play Rocket League. I've seen you play Call of Duty. I've seen you play some old school games, I think.
I'll play literally anything. I get on stream every day and ask them what they want to see, and then I play it. So.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we could do that. I mean, I literally have every system and every video game.
Except for Fortnite.
Mm. Okay.
Fortnite's out.
That's okay. Some people don't want to play Fortnite.
But why?
I'm terrible at it. That's why.
Well,
So am I.
I can't build.
Neither can I.
We still get dubs. Around me while I shoot people, like I'm in.
We still get dubs.
The only problem is, I will say this, Big Sin, and I apply that only for a certain reason. Because if you play Fortnite, you're going to get a lot of people in there that then want you to play it more,
right?
And or the other people want to play you less. So, but still, it's up to
you. Get an argument.
You have a great stream the way it is, dude. So
I had to stop that just for that question alone.
Yeah,
no Fortnite.
Yeah, that's all right. It's okay.
Okay. So question trivia. Number one. Here we go.
Am I answering first? Or is
you're going to answer first, then Big Sin.
Okay.
What was the first commercially successful video game?
Mm-hmm.
Pong, Donkey Kong Country, Super Mario Bros., or Shaq Fu?
Super Mario Bros. No, you get. Yeah, I said Super Mario Bros. Now, which one do you repeat the question for?
Oh, what was the first commercially successful video game? Pong, Donkey Kong, Super Mario Bros., or Shaq Fu?
I'm going to have to go with Pong.
All right.
Okay.
We'll go on to the next question. Mm-hmm. So you said Pong. You said Super Mario Bros. Question number two. We've got 7 questions, by the way.
Okay.
What is the best-selling video game of all time? Red Dead Redemption 2, FIFA 18, Minecraft, or Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3? That's Big Sin first.
What was the first one?
The first one was Red Dead Redemption 2.
I'm going to have to go with Call of Duty.
Call of Duty. Okay. And Jay, the best-selling video game of all time, Red Dead Redemption 2, FIFA 18, mm-hmm. Minecraft, Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 3.
I'm going to go with Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 3 as well.
All right.
That's a tough question.
It is a very tough question. It's tricky. It's tricky.
I know.
That's super tricky.
Okay. Question number 3. What inspired games maker Satoshi Tajiri to create Pokemon? A dream, butterflies, an old TV show, or his mom? And that's Jay first.
Repeat the question, Pat.
What inspired game maker Satoshi Tajiri?
Satoshi. Sorry.
To create Pokemon? Mm-hmm. A dream, butterflies, an old TV show, or his mom?
A dream.
Big sense.
I'm going butterflies.
Butterflies. Okay.
God, I love the way it is. It's just so like, bah. It's
okay. All right.
Oh, no.
Question number 4, I believe.
Question number.
Yep.
Sure.
All right. Question number 4.
Mm-hmm.
What is. Oh, this is a throw up. What is the armored vehicle in Halo called? Circiliton, Basher, Rocksteady, or Warthog? That's Big Sin, I believe.
I'm going with Warthog.
What did you say the vehicle was?
What is the armored vehicle in Halo called? Circillolot, Basher, Rocksteady, or Warthog?
Yeah, it's Warthog. I thought you meant like the tank, but it's the same.
So that's 4.
Okay.
Question number 5. And Jay, you're going to go first on this one.
Got it.
What was Sonic the Hedgehog's original name?
Mm.
Fast Blue Hedgehog, Colin the Hedgehog, Mr. Needlemouse, Steven.
Can you see the first one again?
Fast Blue Hedgehog.
It's a Fast Blue Hedgehog.
Big Sin.
Yeah, I'm going with that too. I have no idea.
I don't have any idea. I think it's got to be ridiculous, right?
My thoughts is it had to be bad enough for them to change it.
So. That, thank you. Yes.
We're probably both wrong, but that's love you, bud. Pizza Hut.
It's probably Steven.
I'm coming into your chat just saying Pizza Hut.
So this is question number 6. The UK version of FIFA 2001 were on a smell the pitch scratch and sniff disc. True or false? That's Big Sin.
They're weird. I'm going with true.
Jay.
I think just because a lot of our answers have been the same, I'm going to have to go with false.
All right.
I kind of think it's true, but I'm just going to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to, you know, it's got to be.
Last question. Ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
What is the fictional language in The Sims? Simian, Simlish, Simile, Cemento.
Cemento. Cemento. Oh, that's Silento. Sorry. Say it again. The fake Sims language, say the options.
Simian, Simlish, Simile, Cemento.
Simian.
Simian?
Yes.
Okay.
Final answer.
I'm going with Simlish.
All right. Now it's over. Now the time to review the answers. Question number 1, what was the first commercially successful video game between Pong, Donkey Kong, Super Mario Bros., and Shaq Fu? Jay said Super Mario Bros., which was incorrect. Big Sin said Pong, which was correct.
Dang it, it was the older one. Shoot.
I was going with the first one that I knew. Like, the first, like that's literally the oldest game I know. So
yeah. I was first thinking maybe
commercially successful. I know it, then.
But I remember the me and you and me.
Yeah,
that's what
I
thought.
That's Mario 64.
Oh, I got the wrong one.
So, first commercially successful, the reason everybody, it was Pong, was because the original first game, they claim it as the first game ever made. But there was a game before that was made, and Pong was the first successful game that actually brought the Atari up.
Beep, boop.
Okay.
Yeah, beep, there you go. And that's not in my thing. That's just how much knowledge I have.
Just knowledge.
Nah.
Yeah, because I'm good at trivia.
He looked it up.
So what is the best-selling video game of all time? The answers were Red Dead Redemption 2, FIFA 18, Minecraft, or Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. You both said Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. The actual answer is Minecraft.
Gosh, I knew it was about to be a second
I was definitely between those two.
Yep. Minecraft. Minecraft is still selling to this day. Call of Duty.
I'm finding
not.
Out that Big Sin and I have a lot in common.
You really do?
Yeah, we do.
I had a lot in common with
We don't care about that. Yeah. We care about Big Sin.
I'm just messing around.
Just kidding.
All right. What inspired game maker Satoshi Tajiri to create Pokemon?
Oh, we did different ones on
Yes,
this
you
one.
Did.
We did.
You said Dream, Butterflies, an old TV show, or his mom. You
I said dream. Dream. He said Butterflies.
He said Butterflies. Yep. A Dream is wrong.
Dang it.
Butterflies is right.
What?
Let's go.
He used to catch butterflies.
That's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking. He would catch butterflies.
Yep.
We're no longer the same.
Okay.
Getting your wish. He's going to destroy me.
Oh, yeah, he's
me.
Destroying
he's
you
just
right now.
He's going to destroy me.
Okay, what is the armored vehicle in Halo called?
Warthog.
I'm not going to go over there, both. Warthog. You got that right. It. Both of you.
Yep.
Are you keeping track of the score?
With Cortana. That's Cortana. Pretty good, right?
What was Sonic the Hedgehog's original name?
The Blue Sonic.
Fast Blue Hedgehog, Colin the Hedgehog, Mr. Needle Mouse, or Steven?
It's the second one, isn't
you
it?
You both said Fast Blue Hedgehog. You're both very wrong.
It's the Carl. What is the second one?
No, it was Mr. Needle Mouse.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah.
I was thinking it was like some bad like English translation.
Yeah,
or something.
Just kind of like keep it to the point. He's a hedgehog that's blue.
No, you're both very wrong. It's cool though.
Actually,
cool.
I think fair so. He's two, and I got none. Do I have none? No, I have one. I Warthog. Three. I have Warthog.
You have Warthog.
He has two. I have one.
I got three.
You have three. Sorry, three. My bad.
He got Pong.
Okay.
He got Pokemon.
Yes.
He got
Warthog.
Warthog. Yeah.
All I have is Warthog. That's right.
Warthog. Nobody got Sonic.
Hold
all right.
On. Hold on one second. Is there any way we can cheat?
Stop. UK version of FIFA 2001 were on a smell the pitch, scratch and sniff disc. True or false? You said true. Yeah. Big Sin said true.
I just went with false to go.
Right. False is wrong. It was true.
Dang
they did
it.
Put that on a scratch and sniff disc. And it smelled like
I think
a
he got the
grass.
We should just keep going. But he got the dub. It sounds like that's.
The last question. What was the fictional language in The Sims? Simian is what you said. Simlish is what he said. Simili and Cemento were the other two. You were wrong. Simian's wrong.
Dang it.
Simlish is correct.
What the?
Let's go.
You just
How?
Got destroyed.
What?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Total guess on that one, but.
Dude, Big Sin, you did it, dude. I mean, I'm not really that. I mean, he's better than I am, but still, I think Big Sin could have taken you on. He's so good. Just because.
No, I won't. I won't accept that answer.
He always has to win. Dude, everybody, hand claps to Big Sin. Dude, you destroyed me, dude. All I got was the Halo one. That's all.
Jay, are you okay?
It's okay.
I'm still thinking of Needle Mouse.
Mr. Needle, I actually got that when I took Needle that quiz. Mouse. I got that right because I knew that answer.
Okay, you know what?
Yep.
He's so ignorant. All right, so
I'm actually extremely smart, which is the problem.
The people who think they're really smart are the. No, I'm just kidding. They're really smart. Okay, so guys, Big Sin, you did it, man. You destroyed. This means next podcast, we're gonna actually have. Tony, go against the next streamer. So, dude, you did it.
I don't have to come up with questions.
I have no streak now, except for in my pants, and I appreciate that. Wait a minute.
What about pants?
I'm sorry. Too much information.
I didn't hear it, so I'm just gonna.
No, I'm kidding. That was awesome, man. You know, congratulations to you. That you did great. How many?
I got all of them. 5 out of 7.
Wow. Yeah. Good job, man. Good job.
Not bad.
Great.
Wonderful.
I feel like you threw.
I didn't. I was really trying.
I feel like you threw.
I didn't throw.
I'm okay. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, there you go.
Easy dub, man. Just throw myself off a platform.
Easy dub.
No. You know what I mean? You did really great. And I know we're coming to a point here where we're going to be closing out the podcast. But we really appreciate what you do, Big Sin. And like you keep going, man. It's just like... what you're doing is affecting so many people and gathering people, so many communities. And for your stream, we're seeing your stream grow more and more and more. Is there anything we can do to help you? Is there anything that we can do? Let us know. You know?
Shout out. Currently, just shout out whoever you want to promote right now.
Yeah, this is your shout out.
For you guys, just keep doing what you're doing. I love what you guys are doing. I love that you guys are going out and finding streamers and helping promote us. It's huge. It helps a lot more than you probably think. Hmm. So doing this podcast was something that's super cool. And then I just want to say, like, to all the other streamers that are listening, you know, if you're just starting, if you're just new, don't give up, because you literally don't know how close you are to, you know, having an actual following come through. Just 3 months ago, I was streaming for literally nobody. And then an esports management company came through and offered to sign me to a contract. And here we are today. Wow. So, I mean, just don't give up. So that agency is called Stream Bloom. They've literally changed my streaming career. So, you know, just don't give up. Don't give up. You just don't know how close you are. You know, someone's going to come through and see and believe in your content, and you never know. You never know.
It's totally true, man. We, you know, I don't know if there's any, by the way, if you know any other streamers, please DM us, Big Sen. You know, if you send anybody our way, we'll definitely, you know, automatically, you know, trust and check out their content. And that's something we do. And I know you do as well. It's important that we lurk on a lot of people, like with streams. Yeah. We definitely do our homework. You know, Tony and I are like messing each other back and forth. We're saying, man, you know, when we were watching we found you on TikTok. We actually watched you for a little bit because content is important. And it's like, but not just really content, but it's like what you're doing. And it's like, man, you know.
You'd hate to just promote somebody who's just, you find out later that they're toxic or something like that.
And we just, again, if you send anybody our way, is there any streamers you want to shout out right now, dude? Is there anybody?
There's so many different streamers in our community. I can't do it. I can't do it. I feel bad leaving somebody out. But yeah, I mean, it's just, guys, just, you know, if you're listening to this, just have faith in your content. You know, and for me, this was like, I started streaming as a way to give back. Like that's what I wanted to do. So like one thing we do on our stream, I don't know if you guys know this, but $1 from every subscription on my channel gets donated to a charity.
Nice.
We change the charity every month. I try to always do like some kind of veteran related mental health charity, but you know, that's something that we do. That's my thing. It's how I give back. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Man, that's really great. And you know, shout out to all your mods too, man.
Oh, man.
You know, everybody who helps you out with that too. And
Your wife.
And wife and your family.
Yeah.
You know,
she's great. Tell us when she starts streaming, we'll bring her on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, she I think she will soon. I mean, she's just so excited right now. I gave her an emote slot on my Twitch. So I mean
I saw that
on Cloud9. And she's just like super excited. She's like, I kinda wanna do this now.
That's so awesome. And again, everybody who's listening to this and or watching this, Big Sen, all your links are going to be in the description here on the YouTube down here, or if you're on the Spotify or wherever you're at, go ahead and click that as well. It's going to be your Twitch. It's going to be your Discord. Is there anything else? We can also put your TikTok in there. Is there anything?
Yeah, that's great. I do Twitter as well. If you guys want to do that.
Oh yeah, we have Twitter. Perfect. We added you.
I have a big following on Twitter, so.
Right. Yeah. And we try to have the descriptions right at the top, you know, just so when it's like you can just tell like right before you even drop down the menu, it's right there. So we want to make sure you guys know that. Big Sen, thank you so much for being here, dude. Thank you so much for spending time with us and your busy schedule and what you do. You're awesome, bro. We really appreciate you. And
I seriously appreciate it, guys. I really, really do.
And we are, and this is not like a lot of people say this, but we're really here for you. So we're here to support you. We're always in the streams, and we're always, you know, if there's anything you need from us, let us know. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
No problem, man. Well, guys, this has been Overthinking TV interviews streamers, and we talked to Big Sen. So make
sure. Did it.
We did it. We did it. And if you guys want, again, his links are going to be down below. Please like, comment, subscribe. And if you're on the YouTube, make sure you hit that the bell notification. And also follow our podcast and Spotify and all our different
social platforms. We have lots of places to follow us.
But most importantly, follow
Big Sen. Make sure you follow us in real life.
Yeah, follow us around. No. But most importantly, follow Big Sen and everything he does. We'll see you guys next time on Overthinking TV interviews streamers.
They do it!